I'm Don Kaler. I'm the executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission. I've been doing this job for 28 years.
28 years. And for half of those years, more than half now, we've been having this conference in Panama City Beach.
That's correct. I was six when I started this job. No, actually, I was a little older than six, but I was 30 years old when I came to the peanut business. Then we started this conference, and it's just kept growing every year. It's fantastic. The things that I've seen in the peanut industry and the change that I've seen, I was talking with Dr. Harvey, who was a peanut breeder with Agritech, and now he's working some with USDA. I told him when I came to the peanut industry, we had Flow Runner and GK7 peanuts, and we were using two-row peanut combines. And my, how things have changed over that time.
That's for sure. Well, talk to us a little bit about this conference and how much it's grown, and especially the fact, the great sponsors that you have that make this such a great event for the growers that come from four different states.
We have the largest sponsorship that we've ever had. We have the largest registration, largest number of exhibitors. I mean, we just continue to grow, and it's great. I've seen some farmers here today from Virginia, farmers from Texas. So we're drawing some people from outside the area right now. A lot of our researchers, I've seen some of them in right now and had discussions. So we're just at registration. I'll see a lot of people during the course of this weekend and really looking forward to it. But it gives folks something new to look for. We have programs that help to think about what's going on in the market and understanding what's working as far as promoting peanuts. And, you know, we have inspirational speakers to help keep us pumped up and a little bit of fun. And then we end up with Rocky and the Rollers the last night, which was the house band for something that I remember. A lot of folks don't remember it, American Bandstand. So, you know, Saturday was a day where we watched American Bandstand and my grandfather watched Lawrence Welk. And so we're going to go back to the American Bandstand era at least.
Well, it's amazing to me how much this has grown. You've gotten to be, and there's so much, like you said, there's something literally for everyone here.
Absolutely. And one of our sponsors has a little deal where they've rented a pirate ship and they're taking anybody who wants to go. Birdsong Peanuts, another one of our sponsors right now, is having a dinner tomorrow night to celebrate the 100th year of Birdsong Peanuts. So, you know, just a lot new that's happening and a lot that's old that is new. Birdsong's been a good supporter of us from the start of the conference, and, you know, it's nice that they can come and have their birthday celebration.
Well, this time last year we were here, we were still waiting on a farm bill. And now we finally have a farm bill. And wonder how your growers in Georgia feel about how that turned out.
You know, every farmer I've talked to in Georgia feels like that we did amazingly well for peanuts, that we got a good bill. I think the thing we've got to do now is we've got to see it operate and make sure that it works the way we hoped it would work. And so that's a wait-and-see issue because we're just halfway through the first year of a five-year farm bill. So, you know, we've got a lot going on. But farmers planted peanuts, but not probably too many peanuts this year. We were 590,000 acres in Georgia. That's probably what we had anticipated. It's a little over our normal, but our normal would be 560,000 acres. And that's on the heels of the lowest acreage that we'd had since 1924. So in 2013, a really low acre. We're back kind of up to normal crop, it seems like.
Well, you have got a senator retiring here in your state who's been a great friend of agriculture and on the Agriculture Committee. And how can we replace Saxby?
You know, the reality is we won't replace Saxby. It doesn't matter who was there, we won't replace Saxby. Saxby was not only a senator, he was a statesman. Saxby Chambliss was a friend. And, you know, I'm proud to have him as a friend. I lost him as a senator, but he'll always be a friend. So it's going to be hard to replace, but whoever we have that gets in there, that goes into there, we hope that they'll look seriously at an appointment to the Ag Committee, because Georgia has not, in any kind of modern history ever not had a representative on that ag committee. And so we really need that. We've got a rich history, the Talmadges and the Chambliss's till today. And we just need to try and get somebody to stay there. We'll work with them, and whoever becomes elected, the Georgia Peanut Commission is going to be there to support them.
Great guy. How does the crop look?
You know, our crop is, we still got the good, the bad, and the ugly, but I think you always have that. It's like a Clint Eastwood movie. The crop overall looks pretty good right now. We had a wet start, then we got dry, and then while we were dry, the peanut plant seemed to put down a root system, and all of a sudden we started getting some rains again right now. So the crop overall looks pretty decent.
Excellent. Don, is there anything else you want to add?
You know, it's just always great to have folks here to celebrate something and to have ZEMCOM celebrating 10 years right now.
Not quite as long as the conference.
Sure, but it's great to have you with us, and nice for you and Chuck to always be here, Sandy.
Well, it is, as I've said before, we go to a lot of conferences, and this is one of our favorites. So it's a pleasure to be here. Good to see you again, Don, here in Panama City Beach at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.